like rosé. You know, I'm not a huge rosé drinker, but I have tried the Lot 514, which is currently in low stock. And if you do like rosés, this one is right there for you, because this is sourced from the Sonoma Valley, Alexander Valley, and Dry Creek appellations. This is classic free-run Grenache juice, just shimmering with that light pink hue. It's just a pale carmine when you pour it in the glass. You get a little lilac and citrus and blood orange on the front, strawberry and watermelon, lively acidity, which in some people like a more acidic rosé wine. This one is for you. This is a gold medal winning wine. The Lot 514 Sonoma County Rosé is $12 a bottle, and it's in low stock. It is one you should grab, and you should shop around and find all these values right now. First three or more bottles ship for free. Get a case, because wine is heavy. It doesn't usually ship for free. So here's your opportunity. Go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine. This one, again, the rosé is 514. Enter my code Dan at checkout. You have to do that. Enter D-A-N and do it. It's a great deal on some terrific wines. chwine.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry. Hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Horoscope. Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon,
right here.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark. Jalapeno. Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Limited time only.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland on Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in spring training, and the Cubs, they trail Team Italy, Scusi, in the sixth inning. It's 6-1. John Lackey, he got the start, his first one of the spring. He went 2, gave up 1 hit, and struck out 1. Pedro Strop, 3 earned runs on 3 hits and 1/3 of an inning pitched. Rondon also with 2 runs allowed. The Cubs run, they scored that on a wild pitch, dropped 3rd strike. So the Cubs trailing Scusi, Team Italy, 6-1 in the 6. White Sox, they're off today. Michael Kopech, Derek Holland, they both had side sessions. Don Cooper said both pitchers had productive days. NBA, the Bulls, they're off today. They play in Orlando tomorrow. Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo went through some aspects of today's practice, but both remain uncertain for tomorrow night. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cavs center Andrew Bogut, the very forgettable debut with the Cavs. He suffered a broken left tibia in his debut. He's undergoing further tests today. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until they host Anaheim on Thursday, and they're hoping Nicholas Jarmolson can return from an upper body injury. This scoreboard update brought to you by Arlington Nissan. When searching for a new Nissan, search for ArlingtonNissan.com. Taco Bell's beefy, cheesy, crispy crunch wrap is an icon, but with an extra layer of everything you love. The triple double crunch wrap is in a league of its own. The bigger, beefier triple double crunch wrap is back, only at Taco Bell. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
And the word goes to Artemi Panarin.
I would like to thank my family, my friends, my teammates, and fans for support. Thank you, I'm very happy.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Except not the black women.
I saw this story a couple of days ago on Real Fans program. All our guys over there, Matt, Sam, and all the dudes who write hockey stuff. I did not know about this story, and I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about it. And if you don't know, Dan Bernstein will describe to you what the hell has been going on since 2012 with Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, a video surfaced from 2012 with sort of a yucking it up with some broadcaster, and he was playing in the KHL. And
it was Billy Bush.
Yeah, well, he was being asked, what could you never do? It was like, can't do it. You know, what could you never do?
Equally as successful.
And his answer was, have sex with a black woman. And then, and there's plenty to unpack. But first of all, it's not funny. Even if that's, and I don't know if that's just like Russian culture that it's sort of acceptable. But I do want to say, first of all, the Blackhawks didn't. This wasn't like the Kane situation with the tone deafness that they had in handling that. Mm-hmm. This was not a non-apology apology. That. They got out ahead of it when they found out what was going on. And the Blackhawks managed this well. Because the apology was, in 2012, I was a guest on a Russian TV show and made insensitive comments that I deeply regret. This is a statement the Blackhawks released to the Chicago Tribune. I understand my comments are offensive. I apologize for my hurtful words. and the Blackhawks.
I don't know Artemi Panarin, so I don't know.
Either. Yeah. I don't either. But the Blackhawks said on Sunday, we were made aware of the video from Artemi's appearance on a Russian TV show in 2012. We immediately addressed the matter with him. His comments in the video in no way represent the values of our organization. He has apologized and understands the offensive nature of his words. So they took care of it. But some of the response has been very, very strange.
Yeah, the text that we got before we even were on the air, there were people who were like, this is ridiculous, forcing him to apologize. And I didn't know if you planned on talking about it. I didn't. But because I know where these things can go at times. But the issue that I would have with it is, yeah, I got, if you say it, you said it, fine. And if you apologize, whatever, you know, we've seen these crafted apologies before. My question would be the why. Now, you know, why do you feel that way? Why did you feel that way? You know, and not forcing you to sleep with black. We're like, I'm not gonna sit Artemi Panarin down at the new Dayton game and be like, all right,
that's it. Here you go.
You gotta pick one. No, I'm not gonna do that. Nobody should do that to him. But it would be the why. Is it because he's not familiar with black culture? Didn't have to be exposed to it in Russia? Like, just to pick your brain. Like,
why is that, like, something where automatically you go there? Like, automatically your first thing is like, what?
Yeah. And he's a young kid in a major metropolitan city. So I'm sure his surroundings are a little bit different. Well, I would hope his surroundings are a little bit different than when he was in Russia. Like, I'm not here to drag Artemi Panarin. But the why would be the first question I would ask if I got a chance to sit down with the young man and go, okay, what is it about them that turns you off? Do you see a beautiful black woman and go, she's black, wouldn't touch it.
Right.
Or is it the fact, it's a touchy, you know, very, very sensitive subject for a lot of people. Not me, because, you know, I enjoy, I enjoy seeing how people react when they are put in a position to have to discuss something that they don't necessarily want to discuss or discuss often at all. If Artemi Panarin felt that way at, what is he now, 25? So if he felt that way at 2021 and he's really changed, I would want to know why as well. Yeah, like,
why would you never do that? See, this, and what happened was that the angry people came out and said, what do you mean? People are allowed to have subjective standards for what they would or wouldn't sleep with. If he said he didn't want to sleep with a man, does that make him anti-gay? It's so everybody has to come up with all sorts of false equivalencies.
Go out of
and
their
somebody
way
else said, well, wait a second. So I'm not allowed to have preferences? What he did was not an issue of subjective standards of beauty. People have preferences, and people say, look, some people like tall girls with long legs. Some people like
a thicker girl.
Some people like men with short hair.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like men without hats and members of men without hats. So, look, everybody's got preferences. But when you specifically use race, when you say it's not beauty, it's not personal, it's not really appearance. It's literally the color of someone's skin. It is literally the fact that somebody would be African-American, or in his case, African-Russian.
That's the definition.
That is the textbook definition of racism. That's why it's bad.
And immediately you've got some of the people who are texting.
Yeah, oh, boy, the 815.
Maybe he isn't attracted to them. Who gives an F? Well, you did, because
you
text and it struck a chord with you. And the issue with this is, like I said, for me, it would be, why'd you feel that way, Artemi? I mean, I'm not anybody that you have to explain that to, but if I were to sit down with you and I sat down and said, hey, you know, you said some things back in the day, do you feel differently? If you so, why do you feel differently? Were you forced to feel differently? And try to get to the bottom of it. Is it just something that is understood, maybe, in Russia? You know, I mean, we got issues in this country where, you know, certain families, you can't bring a certain type of person home. And until you buck that trend, you're just going along with what your family thinks is right. Like, I know.
Boy, the 815 is going crazy.
You knew what would happen, though.
Nothing but political correctness run amok.
It's not. Why is it politically correct? No one's forcing
this
anyone.
Isn't politics. Yeah. There's nothing to do with politics.
No one's forcing. For instance, I know someone who has said that his family would not like it if he dated a white girl. And immediately I was like, why?
Why?
Like, what? One, why would you care what your family thought about who you loved or who you were attracted to? And how long has this been the case? And then you start to get some real weird areas. But it's the same question that I would ask, you know, a person who thought that way about an Indian woman or an Asian man. Or like if you find something attractive or if you find someone that you love that takes care of you, why would where they're from, you know, make that big of a difference for you?
This the 630 says, I think the issue is he made a joke out of it. He can feel that way, but you don't joke about that. But still, why does he feel that way? That's again missing the point. And right. for all of the who cares? What
you do?
You care?
You do?
You care?
You text?
You're texting. You care? Why is this news? Because Artemi Panarin is a star player in a major market who said that on television.
Yes, and you understand why it's news. Like this is why. You know, you get people who are very uncomfortable, and the subject of race makes certain people very uncomfortable, and especially when it has to do with sports. But he's a sports figure, and he said this, and now it's out there. And like you said, the Blackhawks handled it. Now, the one thing that I found interesting was when I tweeted the story out, I had one of my followers tweet back at me and reply and say, you know, he's exposed to different things now, so maybe he's grown. And I thought to myself, like, yeah, maybe he has grown. And then I really started, like, racking my brain. Like, how much is a young 24, 25-year-old Russian hockey player in the city of Chicago necessarily have to be exposed to? Like, I don't know if there's a ton.
Is he really running in different circles?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Like, he pulled up to Chicago, and all of a sudden, he's hanging out with Bobby Portis going to the Beyonce concert. Is the Blackhawks organization, do they have a ton of, and I'm just asking because I don't know. I'm ignorant on this. Do they have a ton of African Americans where once somebody could pull them to the side and go, you know, this is why this was insensitive. And right. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and share some of the culture with them. I don't know. I would want to know why in Russia. Are there no black women in Russia?
See, I want to hear from this 630 racist.
I don't know why I looked at Shep, by the way.
I
looked at Shep to report back to me.
I'm a black woman expert on cross seas.
I would like to hear from this 630 racist. Beautiful black woman is an oxymoron to me. Probably to him as well. Okay, well, why do you think that, 630 racist?
This is obviously a dude who...
Why do you think that?
You know, come on.
How is that possible?
I think beauty comes in every shade, in every color.
I don't understand. Beauty is beauty.
Yeah.
Ugly is ugly. Beauty is beauty. I don't know why the literal color.
You've never
color
seen a beautiful black woman? My man, have you turned on a TV lately? Have you walked down the street? Well, 630, what area code usually encompasses the 630?
It's suburbs. You know?
Western burbs.
Western burbs. All right, so you know you might drive through Maywood every once in a while, or
I'd be out there
in Oak Park.
224, not a story.
There's a lot of people frightened whenever you.
So I'm sexist if I'm not attracted to a certain race. No, you're racist. If the color of somebody's skin is, if immediately, that's your reason. Not what
is. Listen to this. Why is it about race and not personal preference? I have nothing against Asian women, but as a general rule, I don't find them attractive. This guy's got rules for what he finds.
My rule.
Yeah, the rule is whenever an Asian woman walks in, no matter how hot she may be, I have to think that she's ugly. That's profound, dude.
Textbook. I like your idea of this, and you put it out there sort of glibly, this idea that somehow when he got to Chicago, he's had this multicultural experience outside of hockey.
George A. Mirasan. George Mirasan got dropped in the middle of Chocolate City.
From Transylvania.
And Weber and Rashid and Juwan put him in all the FUBU that they could find.
And all of a sudden, he's like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Dude, George Mirasan was going to Howard Homecoming. And I don't know if you know about Howard Homecoming.
I went to college with him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is why you... hit something. No, Tanny, you looked at whatever.
And you blew it.
Yes,
exactly. You blew it.
Yeah. Tanny's taking a light on you because you're back from vacation. Tanny looked at the button he wanted to press and he kind of.
Just exhaustion.
He pump faked on what he wanted to press on you. Yeah, but George Mirsan is 7'7" with that dome. In baggy pants and a FUBU, you know, sweatshirt is walking around Howard Homecoming, where if you don't know about Howard Homecoming, that is, you know, that is iconic in the community. So, yeah, I mean, maybe our Timmy Panarin, you know, maybe he's out there at the President's Lounge on Saturdays, you know, ride past the new Dayton game, or maybe he's over there at Kenwood Liquors on Stony Island.
I would like to go to lunch with you after practice, but have domino game. Domino game takes precedence over going to lunch with you, but thank you for the invite.
Forcing Artemi to smoke cools in Newports, you know, like menthol, very good. Kills you faster.
Have you seen my new linen suit? He's good, yes.
You just get him a turtle top van. He's blaring Frankie Beverly and Maze. Everybody's like, the hell? Like, now what you have to do, if you're Taves or if you're Kane, you gotta black up Artemi Panarin. Like, you gotta make sure that he is doing the most, like, you gotta hit Dustin Byfuglien up and go, oh yeah, we're gonna go full tilt boogie on this dude. Send us all of your
careful
your
with
Snoop
Evander
CDs.
Kane, though. I mean, yeah, you gotta kind of maybe Wayne Simmons help you out.
Yeah.
But.
PK. No, PK Subban.
PK can help you.
Yeah.
But that's more the Jamaican kind of thing.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm thinking more Americanized.
Yeah. You got to stay away from guys named Kane.
I said Big Daddy. When the safest one involved is Big Daddy.
There it is. Right? New life skills coach. Our Timmy Panarin gets introduced to Big Daddy Kane. He gets a couple of cuts.
We finally found you a guy named Kane that we want you hanging around with.
He gets a couple of cuts in his eyebrows. He's good to go. Scoop and scrub. Scoop and scrub. Start dancing for him.
And DJ Mr. C.
Oh, look at this. We're getting the Obama, Melania, Trump stuff now. Now, see, now.
This is
now,
really, yeah, the now, 219 is yeah, really showing his yeah, ass here. Do you know what racism means? You know nothing about racism.
It's like a white supremacy all-star game right now. We're in the text zone right now. So I'm gonna leave. By the way, folks, Dan Bernstein wanted to talk about this. He looked me in the face and was like, 4 o'clock, you want to do this? I'm like, hey, your dime, your dance floor, Shooter. I don't want, Shooter, by the way, I don't want any problems with these people. They've been nice to me over the last 3 days. I have removed race from their lives. That's where they feel comfortable
at. And then Danny's coming in here. To make a joke about it. The moment I saw it, I'm like, oh, again, it's always got to be something. But I think they handled it okay. Maybe they explained to him, yeah, you know, that's not funny and it's racist. You can't. I mean,
well, good luck and trying to convert some of the people that are texting right now.
This
though.
Stuff, man, like,
it's
just
it is the Olympics of racism right now. 6-7-11.
This text line right now. You're right. It is the white supremacist all star game going on
at guard. The 815.
Your coach, David Duke.
The president of racist operations is
Steve Bannon. I mean, this is really.
Yeah, see, this is what you did, though. You knew that this would happen with these people on this text line right now. And now I have to take it to Instagram. I gotta snap a couple of pictures and show people exactly what happens when you even the word like I don't even want to say the word race. Like whenever Usain Bolt is popular again, let's just say a running match. Because anytime you mention the word race, it's going to be an issue. So Artemi Panarin, we're gonna get you with Big Daddy Kane, we're gonna get you your hockey information and get you upstairs.
Yeah, you gotta show this text on the 215. Man. Showing my ass. F you.
Yeah, this is.
This is the best. Make fun of people of me to my face asshat. What is your face? What's
a face ass hat?
What's a face ass hat?
You be careful.
You're wearing an ass on your face?
You put that in the right search filter, you're gonna have yourself a nice rabbit
this
hole.
This is my face ass hat. Make fun of it to my people of face.
There are so many angry people right now.
Just can't wait.
Like, I'm a little, like, it takes a lot. Yeah, I think I got a pretty good stomach when it comes to this. There are, like, this is like the racist parade that is happening right now.
This is really something.
Yeah, like, it's not even St. Patrick's Day yet. Like,
just curious what race your wives are.
Yes, because we've married people of the same race. means we hate all the other women.
Nor can't find them beautiful. Just because of what shade of the color their skin happens to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, I tried to tell him, and he didn't believe me. Like, you've got an emboldened text line now, and I feel badgered. I feel triggered. I'm going to go back into my safe space of sports. But first, I'm going to take this to Instagram.
The racist white supremacist all-star game.
He's Dan Bernstein. He's starting trouble.
And once again, coming to you from Pensacola.
Everybody out there with the Ben Carson t-shirt on right now, like, stop. Stop texting. Stop. Please, whatever you do, don't text the thoughts that are being texted right now to 67011. Because they will not go up on my Instagram for people to laugh at. So stop it right now. We're going to get back on track here. No more Artemi Panarin. No more race. Anybody that felt uncomfortable over the last 15, 20 minutes, we are very sorry for disturbing your sports day.
You are making me uncomfortable for making me consider the fact that a black woman might be beautiful.
You could put your face ass hats back on.
Yes.
And we can get back to the old sports room, Dan.
Say it to my face ass hat. I will. If you show me your face asshat, I'm happy to say it to you.
He's the Jewish guy.
It's just
I'm
a
the
comma.
Black guy.
All you need is a comma.
You're listening
help
to
your life.
670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Mark Cuban says Russell Westbrook is not an MVP candidate and that not only should he not win the award, but he really shouldn't even be under consideration. That it should come down to James Harden and LeBron James. Now you hear something like that and you assume that that's your standard Mark Cuban troll job. It's not like it's the first time he's taken a run at Westbrook. Remember last year, he said Westbrook was an all-star but not, quote, a superstar. That said, this is not just some whack troll job. There's something to what Cuban's saying. Considering he's averaging a triple-double, I would never say that he's not a superstar, because he certainly is that. But he's not the MVP this year. Let's not confuse most spectacular with most valuable. How valuable can a guy be if he's playing on a team projected to win just 45 games? So Cuban can troll with the very best of them, but in this case, that's not what he's doing. In this case, the guy's actually right. I'm Jim Rome.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Professional drivers, Schneider has started hauling freight on a new dedicated account in your area, but we're still ramping up for this large account and hiring great drivers like you. Freight is ready to haul, and you can still take advantage of the $10,000 limited-time sign-on bonus. But don't wait any longer. Up to $70,000 per year, weekly home time, and a predictable schedule. Get your sign-on bonus now and apply to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt Abaticola. Listen to this amazing opportunity. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Now, if you have a subscription to Netflix, you can access it now through the X1 system with Xfinity. It's a fantastic time for you to switch to Xfinity, the best in-home entertainment, the best in-home Wi-Fi absolutely out there in the country. Super fast internet, always fast, always reliable. Doesn't matter what time of day, doesn't matter how many devices, doesn't matter what part of the house you're in, you always get fast, reliable service with internet and the fastest speeds in America. The Xfinity TV app, you guys know I love it. You can watch TV in-home on your mobile devices or offline while you're away from home, which I do all the time on the train going back and forth. I'm catching up on shows and access to Xfinity on demand, even my DVR. You can stream live TV. It's just absolutely amazing. The best app out there right now. All the movies and TV shows on demand. You know, the guys and I, the boys, we watched Trolls this weekend. We watched it like four times in 3 days. Actually, a really, really entertaining movie for the entire family. But, the kids, you find it on demand, and then eventually you stop running it, and you just buy it. So, for like $60 I spent to finally have it, I should have bought it the first time around. So if your kids want a movie, just buy it right away. There's my tip for you. And also, here's the best part about Xfinity. Millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. So if you're out and about or you're traveling with the family on vacation, you can access Xfinity's Wi-Fi spots throughout the entire country. There are millions of them, which it just helps you save data on your phone. So they're helping you save money while giving you this amazing offer, which is $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. So there's no worrying about your bills. Oh, is my bill paid? Is it late? Did I not do it? It's done automatically for you. So sign up for it. Act today and you get $150 back. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Radio.com presents impact artist Little Big Town. Their new album, The Breaker, available everywhere now. Featuring the hit song, Better Man. Wish you were better man. For more on impact artist Little Big Town, go to Radio.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
High efficiency, high performance, high tech. The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot is everything except high priced. Right now, save 10% on top brands like Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana. They're loaded with features that make them smarter, more efficient, and easier to use. And we're making them easier to afford. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So upgrade today and save 10%, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through March 8th.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
NC. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland on Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs with a big sixth inning. They now lead Team Italy 7-6. John Lackey, he started, went 2, gave up a hit, and struck out 1. Pedro Strop, 3 earned runs on 3 hits and a third of an inning pitched. And Rondon, Hector Rondon, also with 2 runs allowed. The runs coming from Taylor Davis. Yeah, a 2-run homer. Chris Dominguez, a big 3-run homer. I'll say their names again. You probably never hear them during an update. Taylor Davis and Chris Dominguez. Couple home runs. Cubs lead 7-6 in the seventh, unfortunately, over Team Italy. White Sox off today. Michael Kopech, Derek Holland at side sessions. Don Cooper said both pitchers had productive days. NBA, the Bulls, they're off today, and they play in Orlando tomorrow. Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo went through some of today's practice, but remain uncertain for tomorrow night. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cavs center Andrew Bogut undergoing further tests after suffering a fractured left tibia in his debut with Cleveland. Hockey, Blackhawks, they are off until they host Anaheim on Thursday, and they're hoping Nicklas Jarmolson can return from an upper body injury. It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. Get store-wide savings of up to $500 on all the best brands like Sealy Queen sets for as low as $299.99 plus... Sleep interest-free till 2021, only at Mattress Firm. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just... Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
And Andy Katz. And Katz Deli.
Ooh, if it smells like Katz's Deli, we're all good.
Dude, this is...
This is what it is.
By the way, I'm running out of battery, so I have to stop taking pictures of this. But if you're on Twitter, or if you're on Facebook, or if you're on Instagram... These are the people.
Every day.
This is just like me getting
Every
ready.
Every single day.
This is me getting ready for playoff hockey, right?
Don't look at it. Shut your eyes, Mary, and don't look at it no matter what happens.
Your face melts off.
I've told you. Like, we could have talked about Jordan Tutu. We could have talked about Johnny Oduya. We could have talked about Kaner and Taves and how they played. I told you that this would happen because, one, you've got to cape up for your favorite team. And there's no capes that are worn stronger than the ones of Blackhawks fans. And two, these people are very bold these days. They have been emboldened. They feel like they can say and do whatever they want, you know, and it comes out at 670-11. So I knew this would happen. I don't feel any kind of way about it because Chris Tannehill is going to give me a beautiful shrimp recipe that I will deliver to my wife.
Makes you very,
yes,
very happy.
Yes, I am thinking about the cilantro and lime aioli.
No aioli.
Oh, what is it? What
Cilantro
is it?
Lime shrimp rice bowls, yes, burrito bowls.
That's what's getting ready to happen at
like
the
Chipotle
golf
in your house.
Yeah, at the golf household without the runs.
If you can put something together that's anything like the ceviche that we had a couple of nights ago, I mean, the best.
Well, I probably can't because it was at a place where they serve food and make it the way they do with their ingredients. So I probably can't. Or you can't replicate that
it
moment.
It seems
for you,
so
Dan.
Easy. These things seem so easy.
Not Beth, and I'm not you. We weren't hammered. So.
But the difference between ingredients you're pulling out of the ocean right behind a place, and those limes, whatever those Mexican limes are.
Oh, be careful!
They're just different. They're just the
how
citrus,
are they different, Dan?
I don't know. Huh? The citrus fruit.
Are the Mexicans
what
doing?
What are you saying?
Are the Mexicans doing something to their lives?
There's some bad hombres, but they should. But I mean, this is all it was. All it was.
Those Puerto Rican limes. We got to stay away from those.
It was octopus. It was sea bass, and it was shrimp, and some
bad
cucumber.
Hombres.
Some cucumber and some red onion, and in whatever this I never wanted to stop eating it, like ever. Like if I had told you, like this is the only single thing I can eat for the rest of my life, I might have taken you.
Are we doing the one thing you can eat test?
No,
for the rest of your life.
No, another time.
I don't know if I have that.
No, on the text lines we're doing the. What do you mean I'm a racist just because I hate black people? That's essentially what this is. How dare you call me a racist just because I don't like black people? Well,
what does a Jew and a black guy know about racism anyway? Stick to sports. Shout out to you.
I told you
this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. This is like you roll out the. This is back in the 90s, just saying bears and throwing out the phone number. That's what just happened just now. We said race bears, and all of a sudden, I'm telling you, I'm going to strike the word race. From the conversation,
even like talking
here,
about
here
like
on out.
Daytona 500
nope.
or
nope the Indy, go nope. The go fast car
Kentucky Derby
the go fast car match
oh well, the big horse running contest right. is occurring
nope not happening no more mentions of race because this is what happens to people. People start to tattoo the American flag on their chest while they're sitting there.
There
eating
was a
Cheetos
skiing
and-
contest in which the person who gets down the mountain fastest is declared the winner.
Every event is going to be the length of like a Bryan Adams song title because we can't say the word race anymore because this happens. People get triggered so easily.
No, it's just like I have a reason to be angry. How dare you call me a racist just because I hate black people? Scott in Naperville is on the score. Hi, Scott.
Hey, where'd you go on vacation? I missed it.
We went down to Playa del Carmen.
To where?
Playa del Carmen.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I wanted to represent...
Didn't do it for Scott, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you were looking for there.
What do you got, Scott?
I've never heard of it, man. I feel stupid.
No,
anyway, I wanted to represent a reasonable Blackhawks fan, you know?
Oh, they're out there. They're just not texting us right now.
Yeah, that's a shame because, you know, I used to love the NBA. Man, I don't know. I lost interest and I turned to hockey.
Why did you lose? Wait, hold on. Why did you lose interest in the NBA?
Because it just the way they pump these kids up from sixth grade. I just got sick of it. It's funny. My theory is,
why would that make you dislike the NBA? It has nothing to do.
I need a white person to hug right now.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
Can I explain? I think Michael kind of ruined the game. It turned into, you know, one man show. Show thing.
Scott, are you a big hockey fan?
I turned to hockey.
Why'd you turn to hockey?
I just got sick of the basketball. I used to love basketball. I used to love it.
What did you love about it?
I loved, I really loved the defense and the ball movement.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay. You're not finding that these days?
You're not finding ball movement these days?
Especially with the Warriors?
Not like the contact, too. I liked it when there was more contact. And it's a soft game to me now. But I don't want to. I want to drag down, you know, a good Blackhawks conversation with the NBA.
You brought it up, brother.
You mentioned.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to tell you. You know,
all right, well, Scott, we've got you down as one of the normal Blackhawks fans. Scott from Naperville.
That's a racist thing. That's a shame, man. What's up with... with Panarin.
What's up with that?
Ooh wee! All right, go to Maryville, Indiana.
No. Please. Oh, you mean in the sense that we're taking the call? I thought you were just banishing me to the Isle of Elba.
Be gone with you
in Maryville, Indiana. Away.
Todd's got something.
I thought there was like radio jail there or something.
Just talk to Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Yes, I mean, I first of all think it's a stupid statement. I mean, like Jason had said, there's beautiful women of every race, religion, ethnicity, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If Panarin would have, and this is a question to you guys, if Panarin would have said, I would never have sex with a man.
All he has to say is, Todd, it's not about whether or not someone is gay or not.
Oh, Chef, this getting is, that a batacola finger, boy.
This is a false equivalency.
Spot a doozy from a mile away.
It has nothing to do with that.
No, I know. I'm asking if he would say, if he would have said that, would that be taken as being
homophobic?
No, because from somebody who's not gay. Even if somebody is gay. Maybe somebody who is gay doesn't want to have sex with a man either. They don't want to have sex with anybody.
Shout out to the texter, by the way.
Come on, you don't need to... Todd, you don't really need to ask us that, do you?
Of course he does.
You don't really need to ask that question, do you? But to understand the difference...
I hate this conversation because it's revealing everything that I already know is there. Shout out to the texter, by the way, who said that there's a bunch of black men who don't want to have sex with black women, so why should I see you shining. I know what you are right now. I feel you. Good for you, buddy. That dude, this is why it is so uncomfortable, because so many people don't understand where the misstep is. You know, it's kind of like the Jameis Winston stuff a couple of days ago, where it's like he just misspoke. No, it's not even about what he said. It's about what he thinks. Like, what you think is right to like, your ideology on this situation. So, no, it's a major false equivalency to make our Timmy Panarin have sex with a man to prove that he's not homophobic. Like,
I'll show you how not homophobic I am.
Blaine, get over here right now. I don't know why the gay guy's name was Blaine. I just made it up in my head.
Why is he be Blaine?
I don't know. He could be a Robert, you know?
Okay.
But, dude, I hate you for doing this because they think it's me. They think I'm like, my black liberal agenda is being forced upon you, and it's not. As soon as you looked at me and said, hey, 4 o'clock, you want to do this? And I was like,
This is my favorite text, and it's the 815. Is being a racist like lying? If you believe it, is it a lie? If you don't mean to be a racist, are you still racist? I'm in the 815, so I'm just going to assume I'm racist.
And when you get a new cell phone plan, you ask for a 773 area code, and magically, voila, you are no longer a racist. Dude, this is, man, Russia and racism. Who'd have guessed it? Who'd have thought we'd be talking about this?
630 says, I'll never eat a Mexican lime. Well, then you're missing out.
They do something special with the Mexican limes. Dude, I don't know why you did this to me.
Southside Darren.
I hate you. I really hate you.
Hi, Darren.
Hello?
Hey, yes. Buddy.
How you guys doing, man? I was talking about the Panera thing and all these crazy 815 texts and everything. Yeah. I used to live in an area code where it was 815 in a small little town before I moved back to Chicago. And trust me, when they say those things online, they really mean this stuff. They
put their foot in it, huh, Darren?
Man, they are not lying. That's how they actually are. They're crazy as hell and all outdoors, man. It's ridiculous. Trust me. 815, 630. That's how they are.
Well, Darren, I'm sure I'm sure on the South Side you're around some old brothers who share some ridiculous opinions as well, though.
Trust me, I hear them say it all day long. But as far as like being disgusted by the black woman thing, I love black women. I know quite a few people who do. You don't gotta like them to be disgusted by them. But like, man, it's just ridiculous.
Appreciate the call, Darren.
Thank you, Darren.
All right, we gotta take a break. Yes. This has to stop now.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
And we'll continue this
yes.
on the other side. Bernstein and Goff.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every day between 9 a.m. and 1 until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
Viva!
You can win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
You ready?
Radio.com presents Impact Artist.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. My new album, Divide, is available everywhere now.
Featuring the hit song, Shape of You. For more on Impact Artist Ed Sheeran,
go to radio.com.
Already been there. But you out there listening in your car or your cubicle or from the 815, Mattress Firm is having their semi-annual sale. And Dan, it's a sale so big, it only happens
Twice a year. Yes, yeah. I got it again. You can get savings of up to $500 on top name brands through Sunday. For example, for a limited time, you can purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Serta, Serta Smart React, and Stearns & Foster mattress sets and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash that's good towards free gifts like a free luxury pillow, a free mattress protector, a free mattress frame. For some of those Sealy and Stearns & Foster mattress sets, you can save up to $500.
And don't forget Sealy Queen mattress sets. Some go for as low as $299.99, plus sleep interest free until 2021. That's 2021, Dan. That's far away.
That's a long time from now. And that means that when you start looking at investing in a really, really good mattress and you think about how the math works, that it doesn't come out to that much with all these discounts and the no interest financing. When you actually figure out what it costs per day to be on that fabulous new mattress, you're going to want to do it.
You know, there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep, because they have the sleep experts there. They know everything about mattresses, all the different technology. And the beauty is they will walk you through their process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So that's the key. They're not going to try to sell you something that you don't want or you don't need. It's going to be all on you, but they're there to assist you, and they are the experts. So go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and get your little butt in there for the semi-annual sale. You save yourself some money, you're going to get a brand new mattress, and you're going to be a better person. Really, in the end, you'll be a better person. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Company. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, in an effort to rebuild my hope for society and us as a world and a community that we have to be around each other in, I'm gonna make it as if the last 52 minutes didn't happen.
I loved it because for everyone, and by the way,
you're trying their hardest to explain why they're not. And in that, they are telling me that they are.
Yeah, your bit about the white supremacist All-Star game.
Oh, dude.
I've got Dale.
That's what this text line is.
I know. Dale is mad that I placed the conceptualized white supremacist All-Star game in Pensacola. And he says, whoa. We don't need the white supremacist All-Star game. We got a Navy base here. Most of the population is from somewhere else. That's why I'm comfortable raising my kids here. Please consider Mobile, Alabama as an alternate site.
Just have it right before the Senior Bowl. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
The
white down tide.
The white supremacist All-Star game before the big black ruffians come to your town and get measured and weighed.
You have the Futures game. You have the old-timers game. You have the celebrity shootout. You have the white supremacist All-Star game. And I would, just based on personal experience, I would nominate Albany, Georgia. As a
really,
yeah.
How about Anna, Illinois?
I don't know if I've been to
Anna. And I was told to never go to Anna by a young white man because
no one ever go there.
Well, he told me Anna stands for allowed. I was like, oh, okay. I'll make sure I.
Is it an actual place?
I believe so. Anna, Illinois, isn't it near Cairo or Cairo, Illinois?
Well, you went to Southern. I don't know.
That's the thing. You didn't want to venture too far south from Carbondale to find yourself in a trick bag. Nah, dude, I am astounded by what's going on still. Like, these are because we know when it's a bit and we know when it's just an angry dude who thinks he's clarifying how racist he's not and stumbling upon those norms of telling us that he's a racist. Like, yo, I'm not making Artemi Panarin have sex with a black woman. I did not bring this up.
Or with a Mexican lime.
This is Dan Bernstein, who wanted to talk about this. I knew that this would happen, and all of a sudden we're getting Michelle Obama texts and Melania Trump texts, and it's like,
And the definitive take we will conclude from the 630, who says the white supremacist All-Star game was supposed to be held in Raleigh, North Carolina, but they had to move it due to the transgender bathroom laws.
See? There it is. Your liberal agenda.
Bernstein and Goff, the power hour is coming up. Jeez. At 5:30 we'll do It's On. And I don't know what's on, but something will be on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I know I learned this lesson with the Jay Cutler contract. It's not the millions of dollars they'll make in a year. It's the number of years you're obligated to give them the millions of dollars.
I absolutely agree with that.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
sensitive. But you know what? There's something cool here. If you have the same problem, ProFlowers has got you. Check this out. This is the ProFlowers brand new Pro Gifter service. This is a fail-proof way, I'm not making this up, to never forget an event and you'll look awesome all year. So what the Pro Gifter service does, it allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. So if you procrastinate or forget an anniversary or a birthday, this is for you. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you're going to save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings, and then you get to look thoughtful and look like you spent a lot more than you did. And, you know, it's ProFlowers, so you can trust them, the same 7-day freshness guarantee that you've known. So probably right now you're thinking of that occasion for which you need to send flowers. Go to ProFlowers.com and look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. You pick your flowers. You set the delivery dates up to a year in advance, and you're done. That's ProFlowers.com.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist.